companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila, The Timeless Message, in which we discuss various different accounts from the Holy Quran, from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the lives of the Ahlul Bayt, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the awliya Allah. And mashallah, today on the Timeless Message, we are going to be discussing a very rejuvenating topic, a very interesting topic of discussion, and that is regarding refresh, reform, and reset. Yes, we are going to be discussing this today, and by that I mean that it is never too late for us to reform ourselves, to change ourselves for the better, to hit that reset button and turn over a new page of life, for us to start afresh. And since it is, you know, we are in the month of Sha'ban, so before that, why don't we refresh, reform, and reset, inshallah. But before that, before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. Always be grateful in life, always be content in life with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And you would see how shukr, how gratitude takes you a very, very long way in life, inshallah. So yes, we are discussing refresh, reform, and reset. And highlighting today's topic of discussion, we are primarily going to be speaking about tawbah. Yes, sincere tawbah, repentance. Together of that, if we have violated the rights of others, if we have hurt someone's feeling, then let us go and ask for forgiveness. If someone has violated our right and they came to ask for forgiveness, let us have a big heart and forgive that person for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we are going to be diving into the dynamics of tawbah, of sincere repentance. But before that, I want to narrate to you an incident wherein Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that he was once returning after performing Suratul Isha behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he saw a fully covered woman standing at the edge of the path. So she called out, saying that, "Oh Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu," she says, "I have committed a very, very big sin, a grave sin. Will I be forgiven?" When Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked regarding the sin, she told him about it. So he said to this woman that, "You are ruined and you have caused the ruin of others too. Even after such a major sin, you have hope of repenting?" He says, "By Allah, there is no repentance for you." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he continued, he says that as soon as the woman heard this, she was overcome with regret and with shame. She began to convulse and she fell down unconscious. He says, "I continued my journey. Then I remembered that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is among us, and I gave my judgment without asking him first. So in the morning," he says, "that I went to him and mentioned everything that had occurred. And upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, 'Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.' Oh Abu Huraira, you ruined yourself and placed that woman in ruin as well. says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, do you not remember these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which it is mentioned in the Holy Quran? Except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds, Allah will henceforth change the evil deeds of such into virtues. And Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. Now when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this ayah, heard this verse, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, he realized that he had informed the woman of the incorrect ruling. Now he was so affected by this that he began to call out in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara that a woman asked me a question in the night. Can anybody tell me who that woman was? He spent, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he spent the entire day calling out in this manner. And when night arrived, he found the woman in the very same place as the night before, at the edge of the path. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that I informed her what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said and told her that there is certainly repentance for her. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and he will accept her repentance. So hearing this, the woman, she was pleased and she became joyous. You know, she says that I have a garden and I give it away in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an expiation for my sin. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, from this we can take many, many things. For example, one thing we learn is that we should never mention a ruling of Sharia unless we know it. That's very, very important. You know, those who mention rulings of Sharia without any knowledge put themselves and others in harm's way. Another thing that we come to know is that Allah forbid if a person informs someone of an incorrect ruling or makes a mistake whilst mentioning the correct ruling, he should rectify this. When Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to know of the correct ruling, what did he do? He rectified himself, reformed himself. And look at how he went about this. He spent the entire day calling out in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, asking about the woman. Why? So that he could inform her of the correct ruling. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The companions, alayhim ridwan, they were exceptional in how they dealt with matters. It's obvious that the means of communication which are available today were not available then. Nowadays we have cell phones, we have mobile phones, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram and many, many other things. However, carelessness has also increased with this and people are always, most often, sharing wrong information. They have no Islamic knowledge. But if they receive a message or read a post that they like, they will share it with others. It is just a matter of pressing a button. And that wrong message can reach thousands of people in seconds. Now, who is going to rectify this? Who will rectify this? Only if we have Islamic knowledge will we realize we have shared something incorrect. Now, sharing an incorrect ruling or attributing something wrong to the religion and spreading it among people is dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And who is more unjust than the one who fabricates lie against Allah? Allahu Akbar. So, we come to know, the views of Madani Channel, that the one who invents lies against Allah ta'ala is the most unjust. When we tell someone an Islamic ruling, we are essentially saying to them, that Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this about such and such thing. So if the ruling is incorrect, then this will be a lie against Allah Ta'ala. And the one who invents lies about Allah Ta'ala is most unjust. We seek Allah Ta'ala's refuge. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from this. If a person posts an incorrect ruling on the social media platforms or anywhere else, he should clarify it immediately. For instance, he should write a message detailing that he shared a post on such and such day which had a mistake in it and that the correct ruling is such and such. And furthermore, he should say that he therefore retracts his statement and repents for his mistake. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, reviews of Madani Channel, we have heard the account of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all that I've mentioned was one lesson that we can gather from there, right? And it contains an important message for us as well, that no matter how great of a sin a person commits, if he expresses regret and turns to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will accept his repentance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a very beautiful hadith, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu, that the one who repents from sin is like the one who never sinned. Subhanallah. So we need to sincerely make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam once said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Rabb, O Allah, you made shaitan my enemy, but my offspring do not have the strength to oppose him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, O Adam, I will appoint a guardian angel to every child of yours that will come till the day of Qiyamah, which will protect him from shaitan. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam then said, Ya Rabb, grant even more. Allah Ta'ala replied, O Adam, your children will receive 10 times the reward for one good deed, and I will increase it even more, whereas a sin will be recorded as one, and I will wipe it out too. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam again requested, Ya Rabb, grant even more. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said that, O Adam, as long as a person's soul remains in his body, I will continue to accept his repentance. Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, refresh, reform, and reset. How merciful and generous is our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we commit a sin, we need to present ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent and acknowledge our mistake while showing regret. Inshallah, our repentance will be accepted and we will be purified from the impurity of sin. You know, Sayyidina Habib al-Ajami, rahimahullah, a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he stayed in Basra. Before his repentance, he was wealthy and he would give interest-based loans to people. His situation was such that when he would go to people to collect his money, he would even charge them a fee for wasting his time. If they were unable to pay, Allahu Akbar. So once he went to the house of a person who owed him money and knocked on his door. The person who owed him money was not at home, but his wife was. So she said, my husband is not at home and I don't have any money to give you. However, we slaughtered a goat today and none of its meats remains except for the head, so you may take that if you wish. Habib al-Ajami rahimahullah, he took the goat's head home and said to his wife, cook this. His wife replied, there is neither wood in the house nor any other food. So he went, he brought wood, etc. from the debtor's house as well. His wife cooked the food and it was not even ready yet when a beggar arrived. Habib al-Ajami rahimahullah began to berate him and sent him away. The food was now prepared. He set to eat. But when his wife lifted the lid, there was no goat's head. Instead, it was full of blood. His wife said, look at the result of your stinginess. The pot is full of blood. For the food to turn into blood was like a divine warning, which Sayyidina Habib al-Ajami rahimahullah, he took seriously. And hence he immediately made a firm intention to leave all sins. And following this, he went outside his home. He was walking on the road where the children playing there said to one another that, move away, move away. The usury consuming Habib is coming. May the dust from his feet not fall upon us, resulting in us also becoming unfortunate. Now this was the second wake-up call for him. And his heart had completely, you know, melted at this point. So he went to Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimullah and sincerely repented from all of his sins. After repenting, he was returning home when he saw the same children playing. However, this time they said to each other, Habib is coming after repenting, so move away, lest the dust of our feet falls upon him and we become sinful. Allahu Akbar. Hearing these words of the children, made Sayyidina Habib al-Ajami rahimahullah, made him tremble. He said in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Ya Allah, your power is amazing. I only repented today and you have already spread a good reputation for me. Allahu Akbar." After this, Sayyidina Habib al-Ajami rahimahullah, he fulfilled the rights of everyone, put an end to any interest-based dealings he had with anyone, and he busied himself in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Perfect example, dear viewers of Madani Channel, of refresh, reform, and reset. We can learn from this incident. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, ponder how quickly the mercy of Allah ta'ala envelops the one who repents, changes his life for the better, hits that reset button. You know, it's often said that one cannot build respect a second time around. And it's possible that this saying is true to some extent. However, if we look at the favors of Allah Ta'ala and study the lives of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, then we come to realize that if a person adopts the correct path, he can regain his lost honor. The condition is what? The condition is that he must adopt the correct path. I mean, look at the lives of the awliya Allah. There were countless awliya who were involved in sin. Countless saints who were involved in sin prior to their repentance. And they were looked down upon in society. People used to not like them, used to dislike them. But as soon as they repented, set out on the straight path, hit that reset button, and they became busy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very same people who previously disliked them even began to take blessings from items used by them, such that they became a relic, a tabarruk. And today people think that honor is gained through money, through social standing, through wearing the right clothes, that if I dress this way, then I'm going to get honor. People think having an expensive car and mobile or owning a grand house, they think these are means of honor. But this is not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever desires honor, so he should know that all honor belongs to Allah. Yes, all honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He grants honor to whomever he wills and disgraces whomever he wills. So come to the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lower your head, repent from our sins, and plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, I, the one who was distant from you, have come to you. Accept me, oh Allah. Shower your mercy upon the sinful servant of yours." No, a person should do this while sincerely and remorsefully repenting for his transgressions. This is the true way of attaining honor. Bow your head here in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely bless each and every one of us, insha'Allah. Now, the scholars say that the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many steps, such as the station of chastity, the station of asceticism, the station of poverty, the station of patience, the station of trust, the station of contentment, and many, many more. However, the first step for the one who wishes to travel the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repentance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that repentance, it is the first step that you and I have to take. And then only everything else comes. No, it is from the immense generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has left the door of repentance open forever. No matter where we are in our lives, even if we are drowning in sins and have committed sins that reach the skies, we can still change the direction of our lives. How? By submitting ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. Make sincere tawbah. We have to do this on an everyday basis, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You know, once Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was sitting with his disciples when a beautiful bird came and began to roll on the ground in front of him. It rubbed itself on the ground so much that its skin came off. It was now red, featherless, and extremely ugly. It then went into a muddy patch and began to move around it, causing it to become even more unsightly. After this, it went to some flowing water and washed itself, resulting in its previous beauty to return. The mud was washed away. The bird grew new skin and returned to its former state. Seeing this, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to his disciples that this bird has been sent to you as a sign. It is an example of the believer. A believer commits a sin, thereby making himself unpleasant and dirty. And then when he repents, the darkness of sins is removed from him and he returns to his former beauty. Subhanallah, Sulevis of Mother Nation, they are blessings of repentance of Tawbah. We must sit alone, think, ponder, why? Why did I come into this world? And what am I doing? Because I'm going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this realization, regret, shame, and sincere repentance are the solution to all complaints in life. This is how we have to be. We need to learn how to feel regretful when we commit a sin. Remember, it is unfortunate to persist in sins, meaning making a habit to commit them and become stubborn in this regard and not feel, you know, any regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a quality of His righteous servants, that when they sin, they do not persist in it. Rather, what do? They repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, it is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَنَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And those who, when they commit an act of indecency or wrong themselves, whilst remembering Allah, seek forgiveness of their sins, and who can forgive sins except Allah? And they should not knowingly persist with what they have done, meaning sinning. These devotees of Madani channel are the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they happen to commit a sin and wrong themselves, they remember Allah ta'ala. They repent and seek forgiveness. They do not knowingly remain obstinate in their wrongdoing. And what does the one who adopts these qualities receive? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِنِينَ. The reward of such is forgiveness from their Rabb and gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding in them forever. What an excellent reward for the doers of good deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If a person repents, devotees of Madani channel, and does not obstinately sin and instead feels shame, then he is forgiven. And on top of that, there are glad tidings of Jannah, of paradise for him. So subhanallah, devotees of Madani channel, for as long as we are breathing, always remember it is never ever too late to refresh, reform, and reset. It's never ever too late for change. Every time we fall, we commit a sin, always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran teaches us to never ever despair, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every person commits wrong. And the best of the wrongdoers are those who repent. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are humans, devotees of Madani channel. We are insan. And we are not infallible. It is only the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam and the angels who are infallible. They are masoom. People like us, we commit wrong. And we should be turning to repentance. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he says, there are three types of creation. He says, number one are the angels. They are infallible and do not commit sin. Second type are the devils. They commit sins and do not stop sinning. The third type are the humans. They commit sins and they also do good deeds after repenting. So it is not possible for ordinary people like us to never commit a sin. This leaves two possibilities. Number one, for a person to remain obstinate in sinning, which is a satanic attribute. Number two, for a person to immediately repent after committing a sin, which is a sign of being a human. Allahu Akbar. Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah. So, after committing a sin, you need to repent for more and more good deeds. You know, we are sinful people who eventually fall into doing wrong. But we must continue repenting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. He is henceforth indeed forgiving to those who repent. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah, he said, well, in this verse, in this ayah, awwab, it refers to the person who commits a sin, then repents. Then commits a sin, then repents. This is awwab. Right? Sayyidina Muhammad bin Mutarrif rahimahullah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, that look at the child of Adam. He sins, then asks me for forgiveness. So I forgive him. Then he sins again, asks me for forgiveness again, and I forgive him again. He neither leaves sin, nor does he despair of my mercy. O angels, bear witness that I have forgiven him. Subhanallah, subhanallah, deeds of Madani Channel. The mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is immense. You know, if we feel regret over our sins and repent, then inshallah we'll gain countless blessings. Allahu Akbar. And yes, there are benefits of repentance. That's even mentioned in the Holy Quran. You know, the one who repents gains success. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And O Muslims, all of you turn towards Allah in repentance, in the hope of attaining success. The second, those who repent are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly. The third benefit, the mercy of Allah descends upon the one who repents. And as mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Thus, the one who repents after his transgression and reforms himself, so Allah shall pardon him with his mercy. Fourth benefit is that a person's sins are turned into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds, Allah will henceforth change the evil deeds of such into virtues. And Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. Subhanallah, deeds of Madinah Nation. All of these are the benefits of making tawbah, sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how merciful our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If a person repents, his sins are transformed into good deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So from the deeds of Madinah Nation, we too, we should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would see how Allah ta'ala blesses you. It should not only be on a big night, on Laylatul Bara'a, on Laylatul Qadr, or in the month of Ramadan, or on the night of Friday, or on the day of Eid, that, you know, we repent. Rather, it should be every single day of our lives that we sincerely repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as of now, news of Madinah Channel, we do have a very beautiful, melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also while seeking forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also take the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, through him we would gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I can become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for now, let us increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to this very beautiful, melodious kalam, which will definitely rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine wale se mera salam kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna. Zaire taba roze pe ja kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna. Mere gham ka fasana suna kar, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna. Madine wale,
tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna.
Teri qismat pe rashk aa raha hai, tu Madine ko ab ja raha hai. Teri qismat pe rashk aa raha hai, tu Madine ko ab ja raha hai. Aah jata hai mujhko rula kar, aah jata hai mujhko rula kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna.
Madine wale, se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna.
Jab pahunch jaye tera safina, jab nazar aaye meetha Madina, jab pahunch jaye tera safina, jab nazar aaye meetha Madina, ba adab apne sar ko jhuka kar, ba adab apne sar ko jhuka kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna.
Madine wale, salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna.
Jab ke peshe nazar jaliyan سو روا ہو الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ اسألک الشفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ اسألک شفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ اسألک شفاعۃ یا رسول اللہ زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان مدینے والے میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں رسول عربی مجھ کو مت بھولنا سلطان مدینے والے جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہوں تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہوں میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے
سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
مدینے سلام سے رو رو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے دلکش دل کشا پیارے پیارے وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے دلکشوں دل کشا پیارے پیارے ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
مدینے سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا تو سلام سے رو
وقت تجھ سے تیرا سوالی کہنا عطار اے شاہ عالی ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا
مدینے والے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and forgive us all without accountability for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing refresh, reform and reset. And by this, we mean to seek repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to change our lives for the better. And thus far, we have mentioned the benefits of tawbah, the benefits of repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward one gets for that their sins are turned into virtues by repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very beautiful narration that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, whenever you have called upon me and turned to me, I have forgiven your sins and it makes no difference to me. And O son of Adam, if your sins reach the sky and then you seek my forgiveness, I will forgive you and it makes no difference to me. O son of Adam, if you meet me in such a condition that your sins cover the entire earth, I will forgive your sins provided that you have not committed shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Look at the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person repents of his sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the angels who write sins forget his sins. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this person's body parts, his hands, feet, forget as well, and also erases its signs on earth. Eventually, when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, no witness to his sin will be there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the views of Madani, inshallah, in view, you know, of the significance of repentance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, have conveyed persuasive information regarding tawbah, repentance, and their sayings. Like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O people, repent to Allah. Certainly, I also perform istighfar 100 times in a day. And inshallah, I want to mention to you a couple of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which will motivate us to make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One narration says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and certainly Allah ta'ala is pleased with the repentance of his mu'min servant more than that person who camps at a destructive stony ground and also has his riding animal with him who is loaded with his food. He then rests his head on something and sleeps. So when he wakes up, he finds that his riding animal has left. So he searches for it until he becomes anxious due to the hot weather and intensity of thirst, or due to the reason which Allah Ta'ala wills. And he says that, I shall return to the same place where I was sleeping and shall sleep again until I die. Then he rests his head on his wrists and sleeps for dying. Thereafter, when he wakes up, he finds that his riding animal is present near him. His food is also loaded on it. So Allah Ta'ala is pleased at the repentance of a believing servant, even more than that person becomes pleased at the return of his riding animal. Another narration, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that certainly hearts also corrode like iron, and its cleanliness is the act of seeking forgiveness. Yes. So we need to clean the rust from our hearts. How do we do that? By sincerely repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a person asked Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that someone has committed a sin. Is there any possibility for his repentance? Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he turned away. After when he again turned to that person, his eyes were tearful. And he said, there are 8 doors of Jannah, all of them open and closed except for that of repentance. Because an angel is appointed at the door of repentance, which does not close. So carry out good deeds and do not lose hope. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered a Nabi to give glad tidings to sinners, that if they seek repentance, I will accept it and give this warning to my friends, that make them fear it, that if I treat them with justice, I will punish everyone. That is, everyone will be deserving of punishment. Allahu Akbar. Now, we see that sometimes it happens after, you know, even after being motivated by the verses of the Holy Quran, by the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person will be motivated, they will repent. And then as time goes along, a person will commit a sin, but they would delay in repenting. Now, there are some reasons for this delay as well. There are also solutions for it. The first reason, remaining heedless of the dire consequences of sins serves as an obstacle to seeking repentance. Number one, you know, probably it's reason that is that a human being cannot see the punishment by which he has been frightened, whereas he immediately gets the result of his carnal desires. And a human being has, you know, a natural instinct that he gets attracted very soon to what he gets immediately compared to what happens after a very, very long delay. For example, a person who commits fornication gets attracted to the pleasure that he immediately gains from it and does not, you know, bother even to think about its punishment in the hereafter. What could be the solution? Such a person, you know, should contemplate, should think that these punishments are certain, even though I cannot see them. There are numerous, you know, worldly benefits which I leave because of any loss that is likely to occur in the future. For example, if a non-Muslim doctor tells me that you are suffering from a heart disease, so completely stop eating food that contains fat, otherwise your disease will spread. So I will leave all fatty foods to avoid any loss in the future just by having trust in a doctor's statement, despite the fact that eating such items, it gives me pleasure. So isn't it, you know, foolishness that I leave my pleasure when a person frightens me, but I do not leave the impermissible desire of my nafs, though I believe that the divine promise of punishment is a truth. It is haqq. Now, if we contemplate and think in this way, then this obstacle will be overcome, will be removed, and we'll become successful in seeking repentance, inshallah. The second reason, sometimes a person's heart and mind, they are so, you know, overwhelmed by the pleasure of different sins, fornication, drinking, joking with non-mahram women, etc., etc., that he cannot even imagine to leave these sins. Without these sins, he considers his life to be boring, lonely, full of sorrow. So he doesn't make repentance. Now, a solution. A person facing such type of a situation should ponder that if I cannot leave these worldly pleasures for some days of this life, how will I bear the pain of the deprivation of pleasures, the blessings of Jannah forever after death? If I cannot successfully undergo the trial of patience, how will I bear the pain of Jahannam? I mean, certainly these sins give pleasure, but they result in prolonged grief. You know, a pious person said that never commit a sin because of pleasure, as pleasure will come to an end. But the burden of that sin, that's going to remain on your shoulders. And never leave a virtue because of difficulty, as the effect of difficulty will come to an end. But the virtue will remain safe in your book of deeds. And inshallah, if we have to, you know, ponder and think in this way, then this obstacle will be overcome, and the person will become successful in making repentance. You know, when such a person will feel peace in his heart due to good deeds, he will forget the pleasure of sins. I mean, understand it with this example, right? A person liked dal very much, and he would not even look at any other food, not even meat. His friend would invite him to eat chicken, but he would refuse the invitation, saying that any other food does not, you know, have such pleasant and delicious taste like this dal. Eventually, one day when his friend invited him to eat chicken, he thought that, you know what, let's eat chicken today. We'll taste it also. So he started eating chicken. When he ate the first morsel, he gained so much of pleasure that he forgot his favorite lentil, his favorite dal. And he said, take this dal away. I will only eat chicken from now onwards. Now, without, you know, comparison, as long as a person remains engrossed only in the pleasure gained from sins and remains unaware of the peace one finds in good deeds, in virtues, he feels that these sins are the only pleasure of his life. However, when he obtains the nur, the light of virtues, he forgets the pleasure of sins and starts finding peace of heart through virtues. So yes, Yusuf Madani Channel, these are some of the factors that we have to take into consideration. And as we have reached the end, the conclusion of today's episode, let us make a firm intention that we would change our life for the better. We would become better believers, better Muslims, better human beings, and we would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. It is never ever too late to start afresh, to reform and to reset. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel and continue sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.